You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 25th show. It is a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now for the first time, so excited, is Marcel Allen of Dreamosity, Financial Joy. Know the data behind your dreams. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have a conversation with you. I am all about dream. My personal motto is live your dream now. Marcel, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
Very excited. And a little bit about Marcel. Marcel Allen supports others in understanding the pattern of their sales systems, marketing efforts, and financial results. She motivates authors, artists, and achievers to get curious and confident about their financial situation while leveraging social media to grow their business. Marcel is a numbers nerd, and her nickname is Hallmark. Cute is that. She helps clients with her marketing, advertising, and the creative force behind her consulting agency, Dreamosity. Her new book is called Financial Joy, Know the Data Behind Your Dreams. Marcel is also the co-owner of LAF Tech, where she trains folks to be more memorable and humorous when developing content for their online campaigns. She knows the power of humor and believes that we all lighten up a little and have more fun. That is awesome. Marcel, thank you again so much for joining Keelan and I in studio.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Marcel, financial joy, know the data behind your numbers. So when I'm thinking data, I'm thinking about numbers. So, and you said you're a numbers nerd, so I can dig that, finance.
Yeah, we're numbers nerds as well.
We
love
too.
Numbers.
So have you always been interested in numbers?
No, I have not, actually. I'm an artist at the nature, and so I'm very creative, very passionate. Hated math, didn't do very well in it. And my dad said, he's like, if you're going to go into business, you need to know how the numbers work. Mm-hmm. And it freaked me out because I didn't like them. I hated them. So I actually hired an NLP practitioner to reprogram my brain to go from hating the numbers to loving the numbers. And so since then, I've had a huge transformation where now I get excited about the data. It's really fun.
Well, that's a whole other topic. We actually need to bring an expert in there because I, you know, really believe in that, mm-hmm. that you can overcome. There's always some story or something behind it. So love that. What are the three sales personalities that you see?
So as a social media manager, I see a lot of women and men in business, and they don't know the difference between networking and like selling. And so there's three types of personalities. The snail, very, very slow and steady. They're going to get there, but they might take forever. And they totally suck with their follow-up. Okay. So, you know, sometimes we're
not
the
Keelan
snail.
And I.
Yeah,
no,
not you guys.
Yeah, we don't fit that.
Some business owners. There's your ostrich, big and beautiful, strong, confident, excitable, head stuck in the sand, has no idea what their budget is, doesn't know what their ROI is. They don't understand their credit score, and they're just heads in the sand, right? So you don't want to be the ostrich. You want to help those people.
Not us either.
Yeah. And then the seagull. And the seagull is someone who's confidently soaring in the marketplace, capitalizing on their projects, right? They're not afraid to say mine, 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 kind of like inviting Nemo. Uh-huh. And a lot of times when we're in the social media world, essentially, we stop asking for the order and we're just making friends. Mm. And that's a big mistake I see out there. And I want to help people get curious about their data so they're actually not just having activity, but they're actually asking for what they want and declaring what they want and getting sales.
Yeah.
So I think we all know in our opinion what the opposite of financial joy is. Nobody wants to be there. What's your opinion of financial joy?
Yeah, so financial joy is when you're happy and content with your situation, whereas the opposite of financial joy is when you're experiencing financial abuse or maybe you're neglecting your own numbers and you can be very financially frustrated. And so my goal is to help people get clear so they can have confidence.
So let's talk about the inspiration behind your book, because I, you know with a good book and the author behind it, there's always an inspiration. So with your financial joy, what was that inspiration?
Yeah, so it's actually one of my own stories of being an ostrich and getting in trouble with not knowing the data. And then there's a creative component to it. But really, the last straw is I taught a 70-year-old woman last quarter how to understand her net profit. And I was like, why the heck am I doing this? This is 35-year-old social media manager. Why am I training my clients to understand these numbers? And so I believe that there needs to be a creative enhancement in the financial industry, and I thought I would take a stab at it.
Love that.
That's pretty cool. A lot of people just miss the numbers, and I hope we're all seagulls, but probably not all of us are seagulls.
Well, and I definitely are seagulls.
Yeah, we're flying. Yeah. Maybe an eagle. Is there another
one? Oh, yeah.
Bald eagles flying real high. Yeah. All right, no, I'm totally joking. Kind of. So you mentioned flowers as a tool to visualize data. That's interesting. Why do you choose a flower?
Yeah, so a lot of the framework of the book is actually, I had a client, Stephanie Owens with Springboard to Wealth, and she, you know, is a real estate training company, and she was telling me, she says, you want to appreciate when you get money, when you give money, or anytime you see money going by. And I was like, oh, well, why do I get so angry then when I have bills or a dentist, you know, expense that I'm not expecting? And so it was, the flowers made me think of if you created a financial wreath and you respected the money in, the money out, the money in, and you respect the energy of it and you can appreciate it, it's a lot easier to understand that it's okay to have bills, it's okay to have expenses. Yeah. And to me, flowers just represent joy and hope, and they're beautiful. And normally you don't think of your bills as beautiful, but I'm trying to help people appreciate, hey, I get to have a cell phone, I get to have a car. You know, and just looking at a different way to understand the mindset of their money. Yeah.
I mean, you get to have homeownership, but most people can't afford to come up with $500,000 or whatever that is. So the investment that you've made has the mortgage to it. So that makes total sense. So, and you just need to have the right relationship with your money, which we've heard, you know, that said before. And so that's where it really is at. So what do you mean when you say doodle the data?
Excellent.
I like some of the little taglines that you have. They're really fun.
Thank you. So this book is really designed for women who are more maybe spiritual and emotional in nature, where they're not logical and they're not financial. And so the idea is they get the essence of something, but they hate the spreadsheet. I think spreadsheets are great. But when we start to doodle the patterns of our cash flow, our money in, money out, our income, our sales activities, we can actually get excited about, are we producing enough or are we underproducing? And so for me, it was through the bullet journaling community online. I don't know if you guys know about it, but it's there's a whole trend of young millennials that are doing bullet journaling, and they're doing like financial trackers and mood trackers and all sorts of trackers that they're getting creative with it to enjoy it and to look at it differently. So it was kind of inspired by that. And so I've actually got a savings account right now where I'm doodling. It's like a big bubblegum machine, and like every $200 I put in savings, I get a color and a ball. And so my goal is to save up enough so actually buy my own house.
Nice.
So really excited for that.
Well, we're here for you when you're ready for that. Yes.
Thank you.
I like that too, doodle. And, you know, it kind of takes your mind out of the, you know, the monotony, you know, when you think about I'm an artist a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes I try. And just the act of like having to just tediously, you know, numbers, draw it out. Doodle just seems light and fluffy. So that's a smart little tag to get in there. You know, and also, previously being in the finance world, I also think it's very important for people to be empowered around their finances. There's confidence in that. There's understanding on where you're going. Why do you feel it's important for people to be empowered with their finances?
Yeah, I think just clarity brings a lot of confidence. And I think a confident country would be better than a shy and sad country.
Yeah.
And for me, if something's not fun, I don't want to do it. But if I have to look at my books every month, if I'm not having fun with that, like I actually want to see what does that net profit look like? Is it beautiful or is it kind of not as nice this month? And so to me, that's just how it was an attractive way to embrace it.
So what about the difference between a name dropper and a number dropper?
Yeah. So we all have our friends who talk about, you know, oh, I met this celebrity or that person on the radio. Yeah. And a number dropper is someone who talks about numbers confidently.
Like I paid that for that or no, not that.
Yeah. So I encourage my clients to listen to the number droppers in your life. So some marketers will be like, oh, well, I don't like Pinterest. And some of us are like, well, I helped a client make $40,000 last month on Pinterest. or people will be talking about how, you know, well, I don't want to get to my first 100 fans. I want to get to my first 100,000 fans. Like, you start to listen for numbers differently, because if you don't like numbers, that's a fun way just to listen to number droppers and to start to get curious about whether it's in a testimonial or on a website, and just start to embrace numbers.
So the number dropper is somebody that you want to attach with.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to hang out with some number droppers. Yeah. If you like the numbers.
Yes.
Do the number droppers mean they're actually doing those numbers? It's not, people get scared about it. Like, what are you if you're a numbers dropper? Like,
there's a mix. I mean, sometimes people are like, man, can I borrow $20? And that's a different number than somebody who's trying to, you know, sell $1 million home. To me, it's just getting people to open their awareness and to respect the data around them versus being oblivious to it.
I see. So looking at what's actually, I mean, it's just kind of getting a barometer of what's going on around you, right? Yeah. If I could borrow $20, it's probably not your customer, right?
Right, right? Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So what does money mean to you on an emotional level?
To me, it's a form of energy. And I think if we have better energy in the world, again, we're going to do better. We're going to help more people. We're going to serve more. We're going to add more value into the marketplace. We won't be as fearful. And I think love and joy, there's just a lot of mixed feelings with money sometimes. And my goal is to help people think joyful, not greedy, joyful, confident and joyful with that.
Love that. So where do you see people most get stuck when you're working and talking with your clients?
Yeah, so a lot of my clients, social media becomes fun at a point for people, and it's really easy to go out and networking and go to meetups and go to all these cool live events. But then if they're just networking and they're not actually saying, mine, let me sit down with you and see what I can do for you for, you know, $2,000 or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. If you don't actually have that money talk, you're missing your opportunity, and then eventually you're hungry. That's not good.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people need to respect in the social media, whatever your, you know, campaign is, if you're a business owner, you need to understand that you can't just play. You've got to perform and produce as
makes
well.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So I have to ask you, Marcel, as far as mistakes are concerned, where do you see people making the biggest mistakes?
I see a lot of brands and business owners wait too long to get into certain social networks. And I think a lot of people avoid it for whatever reason. And if you want to have a big, beautiful impact, you should be playing in those spaces. You know, I tend to focus on Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, and Instagram because I've been profitable on all four of those. And they're ones.
So not sharing their brand in all the social media platforms.
Yeah, and not all of them. But I think if you wait too long, like I was a really late bloomer with one of them, and I'm just like, oh, well. But if you can explore it, get creative, see how your message will move there, see how you can find new people to help there, it can be really rewarding if you do it.
Yeah. So as we wrap up our time together here, Marcel, what would be a final tip you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, if you're curious about financial joy and you want to grab my book, I would say go to dreamosity.com and grab your copy.
Wonderful.
So
well, thank
more.
You for so coming in. It was a pleasure to have a conversation with you, and look forward to you coming back.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Coming up next in the Money Hour, Puget Sound market finally slowing down. Eric Tinglem with Trident Realty Group, Northwest Skyline Properties, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.